We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege, the opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord and that our heart's been made to feel in the service today thus far. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. I know there's a lot of things. It's already been said, and I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate what's already been brought our way. You might not understand altogether, but it takes us all to make a service. It really does. Us doing that, I believe Bruce made mention this morning, just to do that the Lord bids you to do. We come out this way that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. And we just ask that you would remember us this morning. I quite frankly don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to read you a verse out of the scripture this morning that you've already heard. You've already heard. There's a lot of things, I guess, crosses our hearts and our minds. And they sang in a song a while ago about time has made a change. And he's talking in that song, and I appreciate what's already been said on that. I really do. You can look at it, I guess, in both ways. But he talked about how that things, the old home place wasn't what it used to be. Florida boys used to sing a song, and the lead told a little narrative about in that song about coming home. Now his son hid himself behind the door, but he told him he didn't have to hide no more. his daddy wasn't what he used to be. Wasn't what he used to be. There's a lot of things that's just not what they used to be. You get to thinking, and I guess as you get a little older, you think about different things. You think about how things used to be, because things were different. There's no doubt about it. They were different. Gonna read you one verse this morning, Lord being our helper, and I'm as honest as I can be. I don't know. You say, preacher, the scripture's full of reading. It is. There's more reading in there than we all can do. And when you do it, sometimes you run across it, and maybe you didn't see a little bit in it, and next time you get a hold of it, you might have saw just a little more than you might have read it for hundreds and hundreds of times, but you normally get something else out of it when you go over it. I appreciate what's been said. This is last Sunday, as far as the last Sunday in 2020. Next Sunday we meet will be 2021, Lord willing. And a lot of things that crosses our hearts and our minds when we come down to a year end. I've never been one to make New Year's resolutions or anything like that. I don't think I'm going to start today, but I do think a good bit about the year and how the year's been. It's been a difficult year. It's been a change, no doubt, something we ain't never went through as far as we're concerned. Well, if you want to read with us, I'm going to read some out of the 103rd Psalm. I'm going to read one verse. I'd read it all and could probably get by with reading it all this morning, but it's already been read. And I've got one verse, and I will just trust that the Lord's seeing what's needed. And if I don't do anything but just read the verse, then we'll do what we can, and we'll let you have the service. There's nothing wrong with the church having the service. There's really not. And the truth of it is, it comes from you anyway. A lot of people won't have that. A lot of people don't think the message comes from them, but it does. It comes from the congregation. You can read all the way through the scripture, anywhere about anywhere you want to, and you'll find that the man that the Lord put in charge, that of which he brought, the people was held accountable for. They most certainly was. We talk about Moses a lot of times, and Moses, that Moses brought the children of Israel, the children of Israel found out that they was held accountable for all that Moses brought unto them. And it still works that way. And I've often said it's not for me to know a lot of things. The less I know, the better off I am, just to be honest with you. But the fact of it is that the Lord knows all things. And the Spirit of God, it'll search things. It most certainly will. The Scripture says here in the 10th verse, 103rd Psalm, it says, "He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. There's some things that I know that David, no doubt, was talking about, not just the children of Israel, but David was talking about himself in this scripture. I believe that. He started this chapter out about, "Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Now, there's some things, brethren, if your sins have been forgiven, then it ought to make you happy. Blessed is the man. Also, first chapter of the book of Psalms, he said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, nor standeth in the way of the sinner." Blessed is the man. They said, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it doth he meditate day and night. And brethren, and he shall be just like a tree planted by the rivers of waters." Glory! Brethren, and he will not see when the heat cometh. Yeah, no doubt, my friend. No doubt, you might say, "Preacher, he's dealt with me and my sins." He's dealt with you, but he has not dealt with you according to your iniquities, nor your sins. Had we got what we deserved, brethren, we wouldn't be here today. No, we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't. He's forgive us. He's forgive us. I know it also says in here that the transgressions. Now, you don't think that David, my friend, had sinned? David sinned, my friend. He sinned in the eyes of God. And the Scripture teaches us that David was a man after God's own heart.
Brethren, they wasn't a man around that God delighted himself like he did his servant David. No, sir. My friend, no, sir. You bear with us. My friend, I don't know where I'm headed, and I ain't much too worried about it. My friend, brother, I'm going to take my time. Yes, sir, Reed. I do believe. Now, David, you say, Preacher, did you believe that God forgive David? I sure do. I sure do. David couldn't write the things that he wrote had he not been forgiven, brethren, of his transgression. Woo! You think about it. My friend, you think about it. You say, Preacher, it means it gives people liberty to sin. This preaching don't give people liberty to sin. It did not give David liberty. My friend, not in his day. My friend, David tried to cover up something that he done. My friend, and everything he did was broke to an open queue. Yes, it was. My friend, you need to think you hide anything today. Listen. My friend, my preacher, I've got it hid from everybody. My friend, you know David really thought that. My friend, he thought he had took care of his problem. My friend, yes, sir, he killed Uriah. My friend, just as sure as I'm standing here. My friend, you say, Preacher, he done no such thing. My friend, yes, he did. My friend, you know he did. Go on. My friend, brethren, but David, after he had sinned, my friend, and got everything in, my friend, under his control, my friend, God come on the scene. My friend knocked on that door. Yes, sir. Brethren, and ask him a little riddle. My friend, yes, sir, give him a little rhyme. My friend, brethren, and he said, that man shall surely pay. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, or die. My friend, you know what Nathan told him? He said, David, he says, thou art the man. My friend, brethren, I'll guarantee you today, it might be 2020. My friend, a lot of things have changed. My friend, but brethren, as I said the other week, the word of God ain't changed. My friend, it ain't gonna change today. My friend, it ain't gonna change in 2021. My friend, you might as well just fess up. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. David had not been dealt with. My friend, according to his sin. My friend, God had mercy on him. You say, Preacher, not so. Well, according to the law. My friend, if a man took a man's life, my friend, then his life should have been given. My friend, for that man's life. My friend, David didn't die. Did you know that? My friend, David didn't die. God had mercy on him. My friend, why do you think that David wrote so much about the mercies of God? My friend, why do you think that David wrote so much? My friend, about how much brethren love he had for God. My friend, brethren, it makes a difference in your life. My friend, when God said mercy. My friend, mercy. Thank God, instead of justice. Yes, sir, he had mercy. Now, listen to me. Just think in your life. I ain't going to ask you. My friend, what you have done or what you hadn't done. My friend, it doesn't matter. My friend, brother, and God be your judge. Yes, he will. My friend, I'll just say, preacher, you, this ain't like you. My friend to preach on forgiveness. My friend, most folks, my friend, don't like my kind of preaching because, my friend, they don't feel too comfortable. My friend, under it. But listen to me. My friend, brethren, we're all forgiven. My friend, yes, sir, we've all been forgiven. My friend, of our shortcomings. And brethren, we have fell short. I don't care how close you live. My friend, brethren, we fall short. My friend, we don't sometimes. We just don't have the desire. My friend, that we ought to have. My friend, it doesn't mean you have to go out. My friend, and live like the devil. To sin. Do you know what sin is? My friend, brethren, the Greek word is harmatia. My friend, you know what that word means? My friend, it means to miss the mark. My friend, yes, sir. To miss the mark. My friend, brethren, that ain't a whole lot. No, sir. Now, if God had mercy on David, do you not think he'll have mercy on you? My friend, the hardest thing in this world for me and you to do is to forgive ourselves. Did you know that? My friend, oh, preacher. My friend, you really don't mean that. Yes, I do. My friend, you know why? People say it all the time. They say, well, the Lord just keeps bringing it up to me. My friend, read your book. My friend, it ain't the Lord bringing that up. My friend, no, it ain't. My friend, he don't want you living in the past all your life. My friend, he don't want you living in discouragement. My friend, all your life. He don't want you living, my friend, on things you used to do. My friend, brethren, well, preacher, I done them. Maybe you did. My friend, but brethren, don't you believe in forgiveness? My friend, don't you believe that God can take that? My friend, and just wash it away. My friend, yes. Yes, I'll be the first one to tell you. My friend, it leaves scars. My friend, it most certainly does. While I'm on David, let me say this. My friend, that Israel done right after David had sinned, my friend, was the because of David's sin. My friend, yes, it was. My friend, brethren, go and read it. My friend, even Nathan the prophet told him. My friend, he said, because you've done this thing. My friend, he said, you've given Israel a great occasion to sin. My friend, now I'll bring that right down to an individual. My friend, brethren, Drew said something this morning. My friend, about what people see about us. Brethren, they see it all. Did you know that? They see it all. My friend, brethren, you need to think how you gonna live and work around people and them not see something. My friend, they gonna see it all. They gonna see you every day. My friend, yes, they are. My friend, well, preacher, I'm not a witness like I should have. I'm gonna tell you when you don't witness like you should have. My friend, it's when the Lord impresses you. My friend, to do it. Yes, sir, but your life as a witness makes no difference. My friend, one way or another. My friend, brethren, just don't let your actions outweigh your words. Yes, sir. My friend, there's a lot of people thinks a Christian. My friend's at liberty to do anything he wants to do. Did you know that? My friend, brethren, we are. My friend, but thank God our want-tos have changed. Look, my friend, if it ain't changed, my friend, you ain't one of us. That's the only way I know to put it. My friend, you just ain't made it. My friend, brother, make your peace calling and election sure. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brother, we're not serving a dead God. No, sir, we're not. So why, preacher, he died. My friend, yeah, but he ain't in that grave. My friend, he ain't in that tomb. He come out of there. He was raised for our justification. Yes, he was. When he was raised, he went back to the Father. Brethren, and he sent the Holy Spirit back. My friend, for me and you. Yes, he did. Glory, glory, glory. My friend, glory, hallelujah. My friend, our sins are forgiven. My friend, thank the good Lord. My friend, I couldn't forgive them. Do you know that? My friend, I couldn't forgive you, and I couldn't forgive myself. The truth of it is, I can forgive other people a lot easier than I can forgive myself. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know this morning what you stand in need of. My friend, I don't know maybe what you look for. But the fact of it is, this is what David said. My friend, the Lord hath not, my friend, hath not dealt with us after our sins. My friend, no, sir, he's give mercy. Yes, sir, he's had a hand outstretched. My friend, the prodigal son. My friend, brethren, people thinks a lot of times they say, preacher, he is a backslider. My friend, no, sir. My friend, no, sir. You say, preacher, he was. No, sir. My friend, read what the scripture said. My friend, you know what happened to that young man? My friend, he come to the age of accountability. My friend, and it was given unto him that belonged to him. My friend, yes, sir, you has done the same way. You most certainly. Well, preacher, what about while he was back home, brethren? You was in the same state. My friend, brethren, before you come to the age of accountability, my friend, brethren, you are safe. My friend, S-A-F-E. My friend, not saved, but you are safe. Yes, you were. My friend, yes, you were. Listen to me. My friend, brethren, then you come to the age of accountability. My friend, whatever age that is. My friend, what is it, preacher, when the Lord deals with you? My friend, when the Lord convicts you of your sin. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, brethren, and then, it's no longer what mom and dad taught you. My friend, you'll stand for yourself. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. My friend, brethren, our children were saved at an early age. My friend, one of them saved here at Mountain View. My friend, brethren, while we was pastor here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Listen to me. My friend, brethren, I didn't tell her she is lost. My friend, no, sir. That condemnation come from God. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Now, listen to me. I said something the other day about this prodigal son. My friend, and the father. Brethren, that father looked for that son, I believe with all my heart, the day he left. My friend, I believe he looked for him to come back. Yes, sir, come home. my friend, home. Now this is the real truth this morning. My friend, brethren, you'll go as far as you can go. My friend, until you spend it all. Did you know that? Don't ask me why it works that way. My friend, I believe you'll hold on to the bank as long as you can. Yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, people used to tell me, preacher, when I get things straightened up, I'll come back to church. My friend, I ain't coming to church like I am. My friend, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? My friend, best place in this world to get straightened up is in the church. My friend, but they won't come back because they're afraid they'll have to. How'd you know that? My friend, I can't help it. My friend, all I can say, they love the world more than they do the church. My friend, I don't care whether you like it or not. My friend, it's just a fact. My friend, brethren, people get to the place. My friend, that they think the world holds everything. My friend, and you can't tell them no different. No, sir, no, you can't. Not while they're in that state of mind. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I used to work with an old boy. My friend, brethren, he is took to church. My friend, vacation Bible school. My friend, and things of that nature. My friend, but his mom and dad never did take him. My friend, I can say this, and I can preach this to you, for I know for a fact. My friend, I worked with him. I didn't stay on him. I didn't tell him, my friend, what kind of shape he was in. My friend, he asked me a few times to go fishing with him. I went fishing with him. My friend, I didn't stay on him. My friend, one day he come to me. He said, I want to come and go to meeting with you. My friend, I was in revival up in LJ. My friend, somewhere. And I told him where I was at. He said, that's too far. My friend, I ain't going up there. My friend, he said, ain't you closer? My friend, I said, well, not this week. And I said, I'll tell you what. And I said, Dry Creek's having a meeting over. I said, won't you just go over? My friend, one night. My friend, I know the man's preaching. And I know the pastor. My friend, they won't hurt you. My friend, listen to me. My friend, brethren, that boy went one night. He most certainly did. Brethren, he come in the next day. My friend, we're sort of working together there. My friend, he looked at me and he said, I ought to shoot you. And I said, what's wrong? My friend, he said, you called them, told them I was coming. My friend, I said, I done no such thing. He said, I know you did. And I said, what makes you think something like that? He said, that man preached to me like he knowed me. My friend, I said, the Lord does know you. My friend, and he give him a message, thank God for you. Brethren, his name was Steve. And I said, now, Steve, what are you going to do with it? My friend, I don't know. My friend, he didn't get saved right off the bat. He started going a few years later. My friend, but I'm going to be plain as I know how to be. My friend, brethren, whether it comes through the pulpit, brethren, or whether it comes to you in your dreams at night, my friend, God's got your number. Yes, he has. My friend, and you can wake up and do right. My friend, or you can carry on just like you are. My friend, brethren, and it will get worse. My friend, it will get worse. You go to the 50th chapter, or maybe the 51st chapter, my friend, of the book of Psalms. You'll read some reading, something like this. He said, my sin is ever before me. My friend, do you know who that was talking? My friend, it was David. My friend, my sin is ever before me. Help my friend. He said, Lord, help my friend. Show me thy ways. Teach me thy ways. Help my friend. He said, then I shall teach others. Help my friend. Yes, sir. Then I shall teach others. Help my friend. It's hard to teach others until you. Help my friend come to realization of where you are. Help my friend, the road you're traveling. God hadn't dealt with you according to your sin. Help my friend, no siree, you can look around. Help my friend, he also wrote over. Help my friend, in one of the other chapters of the book of Psalms. Help my friend, he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, I can show you some old men. Help my friend, I've known some old men. Help my friend that died in their sins. Help my friend, I know some old men that died in the glory of God too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, old Thurman. Help my friend, old Thurman's over yonder in that rehab. Help my friend had both his legs standing wide open. Help my friend, brother, and I was over there talking to him one day. Help my friend, we was talking about the Lord. Help my friend, some of the things that went on. Yes, sir. I just love to hear him talk. Help my friend and brother, and he said something. He said, I don't know, Randy, whether I'll ever make it out of here or not. Help my friend. I said, oh, Thurman. Help my friend, just hold on. He said, I'm holding on with all I got. Help my, he said, I just don't know that I'm going to make it. The Lord probably done showed him something. Help my friend, I believe that with all my heart. Help my friend, brother, you can know. You can know without a doubt before you leave here. Help my friend, what kind of shape you're in. You know that. Help my friend, you can. Yes, you can. Help my friend, I know. Help now, listen to me. Glory, hallelujah. Help my friend, ain't it wonderful that God ain't dealt with us? Help my friend, according to our sins. Help my friend, and according to our iniquities. Help my friend, I can remember. Help my friend, in my lifetime. Help my friend, some times that I hadn't done just what the Lord held me to do. Help my friend, I've told you before. Help my friend, brother, and I hadn't went way out yonder. Help my friend, but you know what? Help my friend, one step's too far. Help my friend, yes it is. Yes it is, brother. It's a little bit hard to keep going left when the Lord says you ought to be going right. Help my friend, you on the wrong path. Help my friend, brother, and I'll tell you, I don't know where your Lord talks to you like he does me. Help my friend, brother, the first time that little foot went left, he said, I don't think so. Help my friend, brother, I heard him. Yes, sir. And when I took that second step, he said, you're headed in the wrong direction. Help my friend, I heard him then too. Leroy. Help my friend, you know what? Help my friend, I don't know where I thought I could get by. Help my friend, or how long I thought I could get by. Help my friend, brother, it wasn't no big thing. It wasn't no bad thing. But you know what it was? It wasn't the right thing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, no preacher get up and preach, and I just didn't care nothing for his preaching no more. Do you know why? Because I was on the wrong path. Help my friend, preacher. I wouldn't tell nobody that. Help my friend, brother, I might as well tell you. It's a fact. Help my friend, it's a fact. Help my, now the Lord didn't whoop me back in place. Help my friend, I'm just going to tell you something. He didn't do it. Help my friend, but brother, I got to the place I couldn't hardly feel nothing. Help my friend, my blessing had been cut off. Help my friend, I'd been separated between me and him. Help my friend, and it wasn't his fault. Help my friend, it was mine. Thank God it was mine. You know what happened? My friend, that was one Sunday night. I said, I've had all I can handle. My friend, I'm just going to go tell him I'm sorry. My friend, if he'll let me. My friend, I'd like to get back on that ladder. Thank God and start climbing. My friend, hear me. He didn't put me back up where I was at. I neither, folks, but he didn't move the ladder. Oh, thank God. My friend, I got up. My friend, I started out a little rock bottom. My friend, but thank God I was still on the rock. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, David knows what it was. He knows what it was to sin. My friend, he knows what it was. You look in David's own family. My friend, you may disagree. My friend, but the things that happened to David after he sinned. My friend, brother, they happened after David had already got forgiveness. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, but you know why they happened? They happened because God had already pronounced the judgment upon him. My friend, yes, sir, he told him these things was coming. He said, and out of your own house, he said, the sword will never depart. My friend, brethren, the sword tore down. It broke apart. My friend, out of his own household, my friend, was turmoil. My friend, yes, sir, not counting what he had done in the sight of Israel. My friend, and he told him through Nathan, he said, you've done this thing in secret, but said God going to openly rebuke you. Yes, he is. My friend, brother, the enemy come in, took his wives, everything you had over. My friend took away from him. Yes, he did. My friend, brother, not only that, out of his own house. My friend, Amnon. Amnon and Absalom got into a big quarrel. My friend, and Tamar. My friend, his daughter. My friend, yes, sir, was defiled. My friend, yes, sir, by Absalom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, all kinds of things. My friend, started happening in David's life. My friend, but you know David, my friend, that's why he said, you say, preacher, I don't know that I can handle all that. My friend, brethren, you get forgiveness of God, you can handle it. Yes, you can. My friend, brethren, it doesn't do for me and you to look at the other feller. My friend, to see what's going on in your life. The truth of it is, you can't see the turmoil. My friend, sometimes, sometimes you say, preacher, my friend, they was a lady right here at Mountain View Baptist Church. My friend, brother, and I was here. My friend, she had a son that was in jail. My friend, she talked to me. My friend, more than one time, but she was talking one day. My friend, she said, Randy, I don't understand. I said, I'll go down there to see him. I said, all he wants to do is tell me, lambast me. My friend, and just talk down to me. My friend, like I wasn't trying to help him. My friend, I said, sister, and I said, you need to worry about all that. My friend, the truth of it is, you're the only one that probably loves him. My friend, and he can't stand himself. My friend, and the easiest way for him to satisfy his condition is to lambast on you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, that ain't right. Yes, it is. My friend, you search it out and see if it ain't. My friend, brethren, these folks today, my friend, brethren, that their past sins, they can't live with. My friend, therefore, they want to rail on everybody else that's doing everything in the world. My friend, why? Because their own bed ain't easy. Their own bed ain't soft. Their own bed won't cover them. My friend, brethren, to keep attraction off of them, they like to talk about everybody else. My friend, ain't that the way it is? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, David wasn't that way. my friend. You know why David wasn't that way? My friend, because David knew what it was for God to forgive him. My friend, you say, preacher, I don't believe I'm hearing you. My friend, you believe God forgive David? I sure do. My friend, brother, the kingdom of God was established in David. My friend, yes, sir. He said it would never fail one to sit upon the throne of David. My friend, and it hadn't. My friend, you say, preacher, it ain't even over yonder. My friend, and I'll say again, and it hadn't. My friend, they still won on the throne of David. Yes, they are. Yes, sirree. My friend, it ain't altogether naturally. My friend, but it is spiritual. Yes, sirree. He has not dealt with us, my friend, after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. My friend, there's not a one of us sitting here, my friend, can say that we got justice for what we've done. My friend, preacher, you got to be kidding me. My friend, not a bit in this world. My friend, you go and read about David. I've already told you. My friend, you couldn't write the Psalms that David wrote, my friend, and not be forgiven. Did you know that? My friend, you know where what David found out? David found out he couldn't do anything. My friend, without his God. My friend, he said, by my God, I've been made to leap over a wall. My friend, I've been made to run through a troop. My friend, he said, I will look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Glory, 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 hallelujah. My friend, hear me. My friend, listen. Listen this morning. We got a world full of chaff. Did you know that? We got a world full of chaff. My friend, and we ain't got a whole lot of wheat. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My friend, listen to me. Back yonder, my friend, they didn't have the luxury. My friend, of fans and industrial ways. My friend, to separate the chaff and the wheat. My friend, brother, it took the fan, it took the wind, or a fan that they had made, and then they'd get on the side of a hill where the wind was blowing. My friend, and brother, they'd throw the wheat and the chaff both. My friend, up in a great sheet. My friend, and when it'd fall down, that chaff would blow away. My friend, and that wheat would be garnered. Yes, sir. Whoa. Oh. I just say, preacher, we don't live in them kind of days. My friend, can I tell you, if you're the chaff, you're going to be just like that chaff. My friend, you're going to be blown away. My friend, you might be gathered with the wheat, but they come in a separating day. My friend, they come in a separating time. My friend, millions have already been separated. My friend, multitude millions. My friend, I don't care. My friend, brethren, the devil can stand up and tell you he don't believe in God all day long. My friend, the truth of it is, the only reason he's tooting his horn is because he's already been judged. My friend, and he's been found out he cannot overcome God. My friend, and he's not going to overcome him today. My friend, he ain't going to overcome him in 10 years from now. My friend, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, God permit. My friend, or 1,000,000 years from now. My friend, he ain't never going to measure up to God. My friend, he's already been judged. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. My friend, you say, preacher, why is he giving me such a hard time? my friend, well, number one, my friend, you must be providing him a saddle. My friend, or some means, my friend, whereby he might torment you. My friend, but the real truth of the matter of it is, most of it comes from your own desires. My friend, in your own flesh. My friend, because flesh lusteth against the spirit. My friend, yes, it does. Brethren, and it doesn't. My friend, come under subjection. My friend, until being you bring it under subjection. My friend, Paul said, I therefore, Paul, my friend, when I have preached to others, my friend, he said, I, my friend, must decrease or take off, my friend, those things, my friend, and I must put away those things, my friend, brethren, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. My friend, you think Paul didn't have problems in his ministry? My friend, you don't think, my friend, brethren, that he fought with beasts? He said he fought with beasts at Ephesus. My friend, folks, they wasn't four-footed beasts. My friend, but they was two-footed ones. Yes, they were. My friend, and they, my friend, might have had the floor, so to speak. My friend, they might have had the go-ahead. But the fact of it is, it didn't stop Paul, my friend, from preaching the truth. My friend, and preaching about the Lord. My friend, and preaching. My friend, there's a better way. My friend, there's a new way. Yes, sir. My friend, he hadn't dealt with us. My friend, we hear folks a lot of times, you ask them how they're doing. My friend, and they'll say, better than I deserve. My friend, better than I deserve. And I take that pretty seriously. My friend, don't you? My friend, I take that. I've never told anybody that. My friend, brother, but I'll tell you, the truth of it is, he's dealt with me better, my friend, than I deserve. Yes, he has. He's dealt with me. My friend, brethren, and I'm in better shape than I deserve. My friend, why, preacher, you shouldn't say that. My friend, I want you to know something, folks. My friend, that Paul said that day applies to every one of us. He says, I am that I am by the grace of God. My friend, he understood who he was, and he understood why and how he got that away. My friend, yes, sir. Thank the good Lord. My friend, did you know Paul could have, my friend, he could have rose the ladder, so to speak, in society. Yes, he could have. My friend, he could have been part, I'd say he could probably been the head, my friend, of the Sanhedrin one day. My friend, but you know what? When the Lord got finished with him, my friend, he didn't think no more about his standing. Did you know that? My friend, he wanted us to forget about who he was. My friend, brethren, thank God, think about who he is today and why he is that way. My friend, he plainly told us. My friend, it was for the Lord. My friend, you know what David said? You go and read it. There's several verses in a chapter. My friend, had it not been for the Lord who is on our side. Had it not been for the Lord who is on our side, David said, my feet would have well nigh slipped. My friend, brethren, David understood where his anchor was. My friend, David understood where his help was. My friend, David understood that he'd go down without the Lord. My friend, is that not what Paul understood? Is that not what Paul come to the conclusion? My friend, what does the Bible say over in the book of Ecclesiastes? My friend, you get in the 12th chapter, my friend, and it talks about the young man. My friend, it talks about the old man. My friend, it talks about the end of this thing. It talks about the long home. Hadn't I, friend? It talks about the spirit and where it goes. Hadn't I, friend? And brethren, in the very last verse or two, hadn't I, friend? It says something like this. He said, the whole duty of man. Hadn't I, friend? When he had done all he could do, when he said all he could say, he come down to the end of his writing in Ecclesiastes. And he said, the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. To fear God and keep His commandments. It do us good. You say, preacher, you preach too much out of the Old Testament. The truth of it is, it do us good sometime to get in the old and to learn some things. The scripture also tells us in the New Testament that the Old Testament is a schoolmaster unto the new. And it is. You wouldn't know very much about the new if you didn't know somewhat about the old. Absolutely. We'll ask them to get a verse of a song. I don't feel like going any further.